buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling.
In the world of sales, you either sink, swim, or break through to the next level. My name's Colin Mitchell, and this is Sales Transformation, a new kind of sales show designed to bring you through the epic, life-changing moments of elite sellers so you can experience your own sales transformation. All right, welcome to another episode of Sales Transformation. Today is a solo episode where I'm going to talk about some things that you can do to start creating content as a seller. All right, so a couple of things. Are you a consumer or a creator? Now, if you are in sales, you should be both. Okay. There's a lot of people, choose your platform. Let's talk B2B here. That's where my main focus is. That's the world that I understand. And that is what most of our listeners come from. So the social media platform of choice for B2B is LinkedIn. Now on LinkedIn, find some creators that you get a ton of value from and reach out to them. Ask them if, you know, they're open to sharing some ideas or allowing you to pick their brain. Most people are good people. They're willing to help. All right. So keep a close eye on those creators that you respect most and reach out to them. Maybe you can buy them lunch. Maybe you can offer them something in return. Most people will do it for nothing in return. Okay. Maybe not all, but also be a little bit persistent without being annoying. So, you know, follow up a few times if they don't respond the first time. You know, the LinkedIn DM situation is a real problem. And a lot of times you don't get responses, not because people don't want to, but because it's very difficult for a lot of creators on the platform to manage their DMs. Maybe send them a DM and or an email. So find some people that you feel are doing well. Ask them some questions, give them some of your ideas, allow them to give you some feedback. Okay. That's one place how you could get started in becoming a creator on the platform. One of my personal favorite ways to start creating content is from something that my friend Jake Dunlap talks about a lot. Take the things that you learn in your sales conversations, in your discovery calls, the things that you are hearing firsthand from your prospects and the problems that they have, and turn those into content ideas. How would you solve that problem? What is the impact of those problems? Things that you can put out there as content that will also attract your ideal clients. Now, this is with the assumption that you are connected with the people that you want to do business with. Now, here's a big misconception, okay? Followers, likes, and comments don't help you hit quota, all right? A lot of times, customers, clients, the people you want to work with aren't the people that are going to be liking all of your content, engaging. They're the people that are going to slide into your DMs and have a question because they saw a post you put out. All right. So becoming LinkedIn famous is not the recipe to hitting quota and making President's Club. Putting out content that's relevant, that answers questions, that talks about solving problems, that provides value to your ideal audience, which should be the people you want to do business with. All right. It doesn't make a lot of sense to have a bunch of people in sales following and enjoying your content if that is not the ICP that you sell into. So craft your message, craft your profile, craft your content around attracting the people that you want to work with, the people that can drive revenue for you in your role. All right. So a couple things. If you like writing, you can start writing a blog. You can do it on LinkedIn. You can do it on your own personal site. whatever it is. You can do it in Google Docs. Doesn't matter. If writing is something that you enjoy, then use that to fuel content ideas. Now, if you took one 500-word blog post, you could probably turn that into like 10 awesome LinkedIn posts. Okay, so that's one idea. If you enjoy talking on camera, then do videos. And you could take those videos, you can do a little bit of editing, or you can just take them as is and upload them. That's a way to get started with content. All right, what you don't want to do is post content from your company page or your company blog, something that has a bunch of marketing language that nobody really cares about. All right, be yourself on the platform, share your original ideas. The posts don't even need to be long. All right, the best thing is to just get started. You can see which, you know, content does well. Don't get discouraged. Okay, it's very easy to get discouraged. Some posts are gonna do well, some posts are not. And it may not even be because it's good or bad content. It might be because of the timing, or you weren't engaging with others, or the LinkedIn algorithm changed. You know, there's a million reasons why a post can underperform, okay? And it doesn't mean because it's bad content. And not everything you put out is gonna be fantastic, but creating a consistent habit and getting started, finding a rhythm that works for you, matching your message and your content that's going to attract your ideal clients is the winning recipe for content. All right. So I hope that some of these ideas helped you. Obviously, there's another option here, and clearly I'm a little biased, but a podcast can solve a lot of these problems for you. You can easily get started with a podcast by, you know, just getting yourself a couple of tools, StreamYard, Simplecast to host your podcast, start interviewing people, interviewing your clients, having conversations, and you'll never run out of content. You'll have more content than you know what to do with. That might be a big leap for some people, but it's definitely something that you want to consider if you want to be more of a creator rather than a consumer of content. So if you enjoyed today's episode, please write us a review, share the show with your friends, and as always, we are listening for your feedback. Hey, you stuck around. That tells me you're serious about your own sales transformation. If you're tired of doing things the old way and want to get started in your journey with other people on the same path, head over to salescast.community and crush your numbers on your leaderboard. Yeah, it's free. Salescast.community. Send me a DM with your best pitch and mention this ad, and I might even give you free access to our best templates.